Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time for some of the news that didn't make the news this morning. The best and worst things to buy on Black Friday. Also, what is an internet escape pod? And do you need one? And if you're single and don't want to die, the experts are saying get a dog. We'll explain. It is Monday, the 20th of November of 2017. We're in Jeff and Jenna. Here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. I'm not sure, before we get to those stories, I'm not sure that there are right or wrong foods to overeat on Thanksgiving, but here you go. New survey asked people for their preferences between different Thanksgiving foods, and here are the results so you can see how you compare to everyone else. Between turkey and ham, 77% of people prefer turkey on Thanksgiving. And 71% of people say dry turkey has got to be the absolute worst than, say, under-seasoned turkey. I agree.
That's funny.
I just feel like if it's dry, you could just put gravy all over it and make
sausage.
It better.
I like to have a little mashed potatoes with my turkey in one bite.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, like together?
Together, yeah. Mix it all up.
Yeah, that's one of the few dishes. I usually don't mix up my food. But
you don't let them touch?
I'm kind of that person, but when it comes to Thanksgiving foods, that's the one where it's a free-for-all.
We could put it all in a blender, really, and you could make a shake and drink it.
Sure, just throw the corn in there with the potatoes and the gravy and the turkey.
Aren't you supposed to put the cranberry sauce on the turkey, though? Like, isn't that kind of how you're really supposed to eat it?
See, now you've crossed a line.
I don't know. I remember the year that Amy Tobin came in here with all of the Thanksgiving leftovers, and she made little sliders.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It wasn't... What'd she have? I remember turkey and cranberry, but what else? There was something else she had.
It was like stuffing or mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes,
yeah.
Maybe. And, oh,
it was
so good.
I think White Castle has a turkey cranberry slider.
Mashed potatoes or stuffing. 61% prefer mashed potatoes. Homemade cranberry sauce or the canned stuff, 68% prefer the homemade cranberry sauce. For the best extra side dish, 45% say mac and cheese. Let's see. And for pie, apple is the most popular at 39%. I thought it would be pumpkin, but I guess not. It is apple pie. But pumpkin was a close second. Meanwhile, pretty much every company does something festive this time of year, and a new survey asked people to name their favorite things that happen at work for the holidays, and the number one answer is not having to actually go to work, not having to be at work, which is pretty much the perfect answer. So here are all the results on people's favorite stuff about the holidays at work. Number one, time off. 70% said time off, followed by coworkers getting into the holiday spirit. I do, you know, appreciate the effort made in the lobby to keep it festive depending on the time of year.
I know. Heather does a beautiful job.
Oh, yeah. She always
seasonal.
Decorates.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is happier. Holiday bonuses are always nice if your company does that. There is, of course, the company holiday party, or in our case, our holiday luncheon. Yes.
Is it the same place this year?
We are still waiting for word,
but
that is a favorite that we've gone to for the past at least 3 or 4 years we've enjoyed.
It's the only time that I ever eat there, and boy, do we eat there. I mean,
we do enough for a year.
A lot.
Yeah.
There's a reason they do family style. And employee potlucks, we do those occasionally here as well. And gift exchanges, which I don't think we do.
By the way, has there been a decision made as to holiday gift time here on the show?
You mean, are we going to draw a name? Because who suggested that? Was that a Jeff?
I did.
No, that was idea.
But I don't care what we do. I just wondered if there was a decision.
You want to, what is your suggestion again?
Well,
you want to each draw a name?
Instead of us all buying a gift for everybody,
okay.
We could just, because there was some thought process that, hey, maybe we don't need to do that this year. I said, why don't we just put a name in a hat, and then you only have to buy for one person.
Oh, I love
that. So there's still gift giving.
Yeah.
But
it's just for one person versus multiples.
Oh, that's nice. Everybody's, I'll second that.
Everybody still gets something, and we still can open something.
So, right. Of course, you two would immediately jump on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here's the thing, is you're putting me in a really impossible position right
now.
Because
you've already bought something
because,
for everybody.
Well, no. Oh, okay. If I say yes, let's all draw a name, that one's going to be mad at me because I've jumped ship.
Yep.
Well, see?
Oh, is there are there ships?
Oh, do it.
There are ships.
Are there ships?
You bet.
Oh, my God.
But
I want to buy for everybody.
She wants to buy for everybody. But if I go and say, yes, let's do the name drawing
because
thing,
she wants
I'm
the name
gonna
draw.
Be, I never said that. I'm going to be the one that's in big trouble because I made the deciding vote.
I'll tell you what.
Thanks for bringing this up,
this
Tim.
Is what's really going to happen because I don't really care about buying for one or buying for, I'm going to buy for all regardless.
It's She's going to break the rules.
All right. She's going to be a renegade.
I don't care.
Cue the Andy Williams.
I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah, right?
Because the joy is in the giving.
Exactly.
And she wants a lot of joy.
All right, so that's settled.
I want to give.
We're buying for everybody.
Give, 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 give.
I really like
Well,
gift
that's
giving.
A lot of pressure.
Listen, and it's not.
Yeah, I know.
It's,
one trip to Kroger for you to pick up some gift cards.
You do whatever you want and you feel comfortable with. I don't care. Right. I am going to
You're letting go.
I am, because I don't care anymore. I'm going to do what I want and you can do whatever you want.
And whatever people decide here.
It's fine by me.
It's fine by you.
Yeah, because.
You really sound fine with it.
Well, no, because, you know, because I was talking about my drama last week with other. This is already happening, like, in my life. So it's kind of a thing that I'm just like,
oh, right.
Remember?
That's right.
I was already talking to you about people that are doing crazy things with presents. And
yes.
I'm like, why?
I
so
I,
that's how I feel now. I'm just like, well, you know what? You do whatever you want. And I don't really care because I'm going to do whatever I want.
Because what does it feel like in this situation to be the one that's doing the crazy things with presents?
Yeah, this is kind
I
of a flip-flop sort of.
Yeah. It feels great. Liberating. It really doesn't. I mean, seriously, you guys do whatever you want, but I will be buying for all of you. It's not about the presents, right?
It kind of sounds like it is.
It's not. That's what's really bothering me, though. It's like people are like,
I know.
But you have to get me this, and we're spending this amount on that person and this. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Right. So your point is, don't get caught up in that. Just do what you feel.
Yes.
I understand.
Like if I see, like for example, today, I'm really excited about this birthday present that I got for Tim. And I was excited about your birthday present.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's me.
Right.
You don't have to take that pressure on to get something awesome. But that's what I'm doing.
Hey, okay. Jeff, where's your sandwich press?
Oh, it's, yeah.
You know what? I think that might actually make the counter. So I discovered.
It might make the counter. I got him a sandwich press.
She got me a sandwich press, but I'm very excited about this because.
Is it the one that Kathy Mitchell's been pitching on TV recently?
Oh, I don't know.
It was on Oprah.
Oh, no, I bought that for Scott. The copper one?
Yeah.
I bought him that as seen on TV. That was his birthday gift.
I was looking at my counter and I go, you know, I do have all this counter space. Why don't I have this stuff on there? And so I pulled out the KitchenAid mixer because I was going to put that next to the sandwich press. Then I realized the KitchenAid mixer is actually too tall because the cabinets come down just low enough where it won't quite fit. So I've got to keep it underneath. And that sucker's heavy, lifting like dead weight lifting from the bottom. But I'm very excited to try out all kinds of new sandwiches, which is hopefully, if all goes well, give me an opportunity to eat a little healthier than takeout food every single night.
Oh, God. Tell them what happened last night.
This is the funniest phone call I've ever gotten. Last night, my phone rings.
Goodness.
It's Jen. It's on a Sunday evening, so immediately I'm concerned. I'm thinking, uh-oh.
Can I guess? Did she ask for the Mac Shack information?
No.
Go to Mason?
Even better. When I answered the phone, there was a pause, and she's like, what? What? Jeff? And I'm like, Jen, what are you doing? She's like, oh, my God, I was trying to call Jeff's Pizza.
And it came up with Jeff's number?
No, I was on my home phone, and I thought I have Jeff's phone number memorized, but there are some similar numbers
to Jeff's
to his cell number.
I thought she went in her contact list. I thought Jeff and Jets were right next to each other.
I dialed it.
Oh, that's really funny.
Oh, I know.
See, I thought it was one of those things where you were like, hey, Siri, call Jets, and it called Jeff.
No, I dialed it with my finger.
That's awesome,
that
Jen.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And what was even funnier was right at that same time, I was grabbing my phone about to order Uber Eats.
Oh my God,
so
you guys.
We like were on the exact same schedule. I'm like, that's so weird because I was just ordering from Max Shop.
Oh God.
So what did you get? All right, talk to you later.
Yeah. All right, well, enjoy your
enjoy
meal.
Your dinner. What you getting?
Oh my goodness.
Was funny.
If I lived in a Jets delivery area, I would have ordered Jets.
Well, it's funny because, you know, I heard his voice and it took a second for it to register that it was him. Because immediately I was like, why did they just say hello? Why didn't they say Jeff?
That's very unprofessional.
I'm like,
hello?
I know. And then I'm like, oh, that's Jeff.
You should have hung up.
I thought about it. Then I just started laughing.
Did I reach you on your personal phone? What do you want, sir? All right, it is 7:23 with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102, and here we go. Speaking of gift giving, 90% of women say they would happily receive zero gifts this year if it meant that everyone they were shopping for got everything they wanted.
Oh,
I would agree with that.
90%. Really?
I agree completely. Yeah.
You're sure?
Yeah. I would be very excited.
I think she has evolved in the gift department. Would you say there was a time in your life, and maybe it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago,
that I loved that presents?
That you attached meaning to the gifts that you received. Like, if you got a gift that you looked at and you're like, what is this? This person obviously doesn't know me at all.
Sometimes, yes. Yes. I would agree to that.
Take that personally.
I used to.
Yeah. But I'm feeling that you don't,
I don't anymore. Yeah,
that
no.
You've moved past that.
Because I just feel differently. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean?
It's exhausting to put yourself through that.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, oh, right. So I think, you know, I think that...
Evolution at its finest over here.
It's happening. Look at her.
They also found the average woman spends 36 hours on holiday shopping. Boy, that's a lot of hours. It didn't give any results for men, but... I'm sure it's probably close to 36 hours.
I was at the mall, twice this weekend. I was at Liberty Center.
Holy mackerel.
I know. Saturday and Sunday.
Boy, that's...
I could live there. I love that place so much. But
you go there. You go to a mall on the weekends. Wow.
I do.
That's insane to me.
It was pretty crowded on Saturday.
I don't even like going there at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I know.
Has Christmas shopping already began?
Oh, yeah.
You feel it?
Oh, yeah. But they were doing a beautiful job. They had people directing traffic and they kept it moving and people getting parked and everything. But it has definitely
begun.
And there's some good stuff out there.
By the way, we do have results here of another survey that talks about women's expectations for this Christmas and the letdown they may feel. It found that women expect their significant other to spend at least $250. There is a dollar amount here, $250 on their gifts. However, the average man usually spends around $90, while the average woman spends $170, or almost that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 7:26 with Jeff and Jen. Let's talk about shopping and Black Friday. We like this study because it factors in how we all just buy stuff for dirt cheap on Amazon now. One of the websites out there, Wallet Hub, compared the Black Friday deals at a bunch of stores to see how much things normally cost on Amazon, and they found that the things you can get the best deals on this year are movies, music, and books, which is great for Amazon. They'll cost an average of 53% less than if you bought them on Amazon any other time of the year. And the rest of the top five are video games, toys, computers, and phones. The worst discounts are on jewelry and clothing. They only cost 7% less than they normally would on Amazon. I'm not quite sure why you would buy jewelry on Amazon, but that's just me. Another study found the average markdown across all stores is going to be 37%. That's down slightly from last year when the average was 39%. I was listening to an economist say that when you go shopping, when you go Christmas shopping, anytime you find a deal where it's 10 to 20% off, that's mm-hmm. not really a deal.
It's not good
the
enough.
Store is still breaking even. You right. have to get into the 30, 40, 50% deep.
That's right. You got to go when the category. Store is losing money.
Right.
You know what I always find very interesting about Black Friday is my favorite time to shop for myself. We're really supposed to be shopping for everybody else.
Oh, but look when at these, this.
Yeah,
I
so
like
when,
that.
Yeah, when these clothing stores and things like that send you these emails like 70% off, I'm like, ooh, what
it's
can I
really
get myself?
Hard to not shop
yeah.
for yourself when you're out looking for other people.
I know.
Because, I mean, you're so, it's just nature to be drawn to the things that,
yes,
you,
that you like.
Really like.
Yeah.
So you do spot those first. Like, I bought something for my mom, but I got one for me too.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it happens every time.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen. 7:33, cold and clear to start in the low 20s, and then sunny skies. We'll see a high around 47. Yeah, right now it's 25 at Cincinnati's Q102. This is definitely one of the strangest products we've seen in a while. For some reason, KFC has created something called the Internet Escape Pod, which looks like a small metal tent with a giant Colonel Sanders on top.
The
and
Colonel.
It's actually constructed so it blocks internet signal.
Is it a giant bucket?
Yeah, I wish, but no. It's
a
like
pod.
It's a tent. It's a small metal tent, and it's constructed so it blocks internet signals when you're inside. And what's crazy is they're asking $10,000 for this. It's on their website, kfclimited.com. This really just kind of accomplishes the same thing as pressing the off button on your phone or airplane mode. I'm not sure why anybody would want it, but maybe it's just a marketing gimmick to get us to talk.
I have an internet pod at home. It is called my couch.
An escape pod?
You take your phone and you shove it under the couch
right.
or leave it in the kitchen.
And this has got to be pretty much the perfect Pennsylvania funeral right here. A 76-year-old guy named Richard Lucy from Plains Township, Pennsylvania. He died from heart complications last month. And his dying wish was to be buried with two cheesesteaks from his favorite shop in Philadelphia, Pat's King of Steaks. So the day before his funeral, his son and grandson drove to Pat's, bought two cheesesteaks, and fulfilled Richard's dying wish. They also respected his request for no onions because he said, quote, "They'll come back to haunt me."
Aww.
So there you go. Let's talk about owning a dog.
Maybe. I cannot believe it took me 10 and a half years to get another dog after I lost Miller.
What was the holdup?
My first Cocker Spaniel. That was really hard for me. Really, really tough losing him. And it felt, you know, I just couldn't imagine going through that again. And I had my hands full. You know, between you and Jacob, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I mean,
it's a lot.
I was.
It's not
it
easy.
I didn't feel like I had the time, and I wasn't home enough. And,
well, and Jacob didn't want a dog
reasons.
Either, did he?
Jacob was pretty adamant. Yeah, no dog. So, all of that combined, the timing was finally right, and now I'm like, I can't even imagine my house without a dog in it. Now that Merle's there, he's just such joy.
Well, you may live longer.
That's good.
Because of him. A huge new study in Sweden looked at the medical records of 3.5 million people, found that dog owners tend to live longer than other people do. And what's interesting is in Sweden, in that country, anytime you visit a hospital, it gets entered into a database, and registering your dog is mandatory there.
Ah.
So the stats are pretty solid. The study found that dog owners are less likely to die of a heart attack or for any other reason.
Wow.
And it is especially true if you are single. Over the course of 12 years, people who lived alone were 33% less likely to die if they owned a dog. It was 11% for dog owners who didn't live alone. And they don't know why owning a dog extends your life, but the researchers think there may be two main benefits here. Number one, they expose you to more types of bacteria, which strengthens your immune system. And you do get more exercise because you're having to usually let them out and walk them, right?
Well, you guys know, yeah, you got to take them out.
Do you just let them out in the backyard or do you actually go for walks?
Both. But, you know, Saturday night I came to two parties.
Yeah.
And, you know, how often am I out late on a Saturday? Not very, right?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. The dog gets me up at 6 o'clock yesterday morning after being out late.
That's your punishment.
Of course. I'm being punished for leaving him alone. And then and then it's, okay, usually if he does that, I'll take him out, I'll give him his breakfast, and then I'll lay down on the couch, and he'll usually snuggle up, and I can just lay on the couch till Jacob gets up. No! I was out Saturday night. So throw the ball. Chase me here.
He wanted
play
to
play.
Play
with me here. Oh, it was...
He missed you.
Stop all day yesterday. So I got a lot of exercise yesterday morning.
If you're in the market, if you're deciding on getting a dog, keep this in mind. Terriers and retrievers or other dogs that were originally bred for hunting had the biggest positive effect on people. Probably because they are more active and need more exercise, which forces you to get more exercise, too.
It's going to be good. My parents get here tomorrow, and they've got two puppies. They're 3 months old now, Labrador puppies. So,
do you ever take them to the dog park? I always hear that's a really good time for exercise.
Oh, for the adult or
yeah,
the dog?
Both.
Merle gets lots of exercise at Dogtown.
Oh.
I like Steve. He likes to just, you know, sit down, wrap up in a blanket, watch
relaxed.
Some Bravo. He's cool.
Steve's got a little bit of cat in him, I think, doesn't he?
I don't think so.
I mean, just kind of with his attitude, like, hey.
You got food? Oh, cool. We'd be friends.
7:38, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Cold and clear to start in the low 20s, and then sunny skies. We'll see high around 47. It's 25 right now. Shop till you drop. Round two. Get that cheat sheet downloaded. Brand new cheat sheet. Starting off clean. This is your opportunity to get in from the beginning. We will kick it off next with Jeff and Jen.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast. Brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.